This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Texas is about to get hit like much of the southeast with huge ice storms tomorrow. And luckily, thanks to your support, we got a big-ass generator and a backup, so we'll try to stay on air. It was rough. About 11 and a half months ago in February of last year, as you remember. So we're here hunkered down. It's like 70 degrees outside. It'll probably be 20 degrees by tomorrow, but we're going to be tracking all that. But what an interview we just did. What an interview. What a breakdown. These globalists that have hijacked and run America don't even see America's power as part of their power. Like, I've got an incredible horse that's beautiful and healthy and amazing. I don't think, well, that horse has got bigger muscles than me. I think that's my horse. But they don't even want to be the people riding the horse. They want to kill the horse because they're jealous of it. So here's this article. From prison threats to fines, how the world is turning up the heat on the unvaccinated. London Telegraph. Articles everywhere. It's time to arrest the people that don't take the shot that doesn't work. And I've seen so many videos the last few weeks of kids out in the freezing rain because they won't take the shot, and kids that won't wear their masks, you know, being locked up or being put outside in the freezing cold. That's what you do at prison camps. That's a violation of the Nuremberg Code again and the Geneva Convention. New West Charter School, L.A., caught abusing young vaccinated girls, uninjected girls, denied chairs, forced to sit outside on pavement, not allowed to use restrooms. Because they hadn't taken their shots. It's all big pharma wanting to rape these little girls with poison injections that'll destroy their ovaries and destroy their future. Get out of the schools. Who cares? There's no government. There's no future anyways. There won't be colleges in the future under this. There'll be, do you know how to fix a carburetor? Do you know how to grow crops? Do you know how to raise a child? Do you know how to suture a wound? Do you know how to pull a tooth? And all the major industries in the West are being destroyed. All the major systems of thought. This is the post-industrial world. If you ever wanted to know what it looks like, this is it. Here's some video of the girls kept outside, segregated, because they haven't taken the poison shot in complete violation of the Nuremberg Code. Dr. Mengele is very proud.
Hello, my name is Ellen Ahoom, and I'm a student at New West Charter School, and I'm here with five other girls. Four of them are freshmen, one is a junior, I'm a sophomore, and we're being threatened to be suspended because we don't have the COVID-19 vaccine, and we're being refused of the right to attend school.
We feel segregated and discriminated.
And we're being closed off by this caution tape like thing. We're being segregated from the rest of the school. Thank you.
And for radio listeners, you can't see the police walking around. It's all funny to them. I mean, this is, folks, this isn't like a 1 on a tyranny scale. It's like a 10. And they're just wholesale pushing it as hard as they can. And now the UN announced, hey, sorry, 4 shots ain't enough. In fact, it's unlimited. It's 6 to 10 shots a year. Bill Gates said almost 2 years ago it would be 7 to 10 shots a year. He told his shareholders, he said, it's a permanent business, and they're going to be so sick. Wow. You see, this isn't like all the other compliance you do in society. Because before, most compliance was about a social contract. It was kind of a leftover system where maybe it was hit or miss. But most of the social contract was really about having a civilization. These people are destroying civilization. That's why all over the U.S.-Canadian border, there are thousands of trucks, videos on Infowars.com, backed up. Because if you don't have the shot, you don't go across the border. And just like the longshoremen have walked off the coast on the west side of the country, it's all locked down. It's all shut down. And then when you don't get your food and your medicine, oh, it's the fault of them truckers. So don't worry. In the future, after the breakdown of human society, we got robot trucks. They're safe. They'll get the goods through. And the federal government just did an emergency order to legalize teenagers driving 18-wheelers on icy roads since the adults aren't stupid and won't take the shots. Humans are coming together everywhere and fighting. Humans understand the threat against our system. We're battling back. And we here at InfoWars are the front line. You are the front line, and I salute you all. UN-run contact tracers aren't coming. They're here. All over the world, from Australia to the United States, from Canada to Germany. These tyrants are tracking everything you do, everywhere you go, and then coming to your house and threatening, in some cases, actually taking people away into the night to their facilities. And they're planning in the next year to expand their shield process, where they come and take, quote, healthy people away and put them in facilities for their safety. This is nothing less than martial law. And one big thing you can do to fight back is to get high-quality Faraday cages, many of which are made here in America and are very compliant, meaning U.S. government military grade, at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire line of Silent Pocket ready to ship to you when you visit InfoWarsStore.com. Again, we have big backpacks. We have special dry bags. We've got them for cell phones. We've got them for laptops. We've got them for iPads. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So protect your privacy today and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey everybody, Jason Burmis here, and that was the first time that I watched the video of those girls being segregated in schools, and it hits home. I just picked my niece up from school. Luckily, there is no mask mandate there, but first time I actually had to be in the hall, and people were getting ready to go. I just picked her up a little bit early, and there's still 10-20% of the people and the kids in masks, just through this CNN syndrome. And what am I talking about? What is CNN syndrome? Well, we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about another school instance where children are being taught how to be slaves as dogs come in randomly and sniff for COVID. All of this is not only promoted by CNN, but brought to you by the good people at Gavi. We're going to show you all of that, where they will be perpetually trained to feel like they are grotesque, they are infected, and it is really the beginning of legitimizing the shielding process. And this is happening in Salem, Massachusetts. But this NASA document that lays it all out, again, this is pre-9/11, July 2001, exploit CNN syndrome. What is CNN syndrome? Well, anybody can look into it. It's a little hard to find now that, you know, they censor everything. But it was a term used after the Gulf War had been brought to us live on CNN, really the only 24-hour news network at the time, when you had a limited amount of media and there was still kind of a news cycle going on. And look what they say under this. Capture, torture Americans in living color on prime time. We've been there on a daily basis, but you could take it back to just post 9/11 and look at the beheading videos, especially that first one with Daniel Pearl, where the man who was prosecuted and convicted of that, who bare minimum, triple agent, is currently in a safe house in Britain. That guy. Yeah. Facilitated $100,000 to ADA through General Mahmoud Ahmed just before the 9/11 attacks. That guy. And then it tells you about the terror attacks coming to the continental United States. Binary bio. What do we all just get hit with? A bioweapon. You better believe it. Critical infrastructure takedowns and serious psychological warfare, exploiting that collateral damage, all those bodies. Think about that as we watch this. And this, again, this is all promoted by CNN right here. Oh, they can't look. There's not a negative word to say about this.
This is Hunter. She's a black lab. She's 14 months old, and she's a warrior in the fight against COVID.
She's a warrior. See, she's got the little skull. She got the little Punisher skull on there, but it's all cute. The kids love the dog. The dog loves them as they sit in a mask.
Hunter received training to recognize the scent of the coronavirus. If she smells it, she will give a signal and then get a toy.
Now, I want you to think about that. There's a little death skull there, you know. At the same time all this is happening, that are we really sniffing out COVID-19 with all its variants and mutations? Or are we talking about the common cold here and its variants, or the flu and its variants? How valid is this? Well, don't worry, okay? The good people at Gavi, literally a foundation created by Bill and Melinda Gates, okay? Now, of course it can. It's all promoted. They're getting you ready. Anybody can go. It's on their own website, Scent of Disease. Okay, this is coming. And it's not just the schools. They like the schools because they have the captive audience and they can torture the kids and get them accustomed to this day after day, year after year. But they're doing it in random areas there, in city halls and other establishments as well.
Nothing found in this second grade gym class at the L.G. Norris Elementary School in Norton, Massachusetts. So she goes on to play with some of the children. But then Hunter is brought into the school library.
Good girl.
And while first graders have music class on the other side of the library, Hunter abruptly sits down. A signal that...
We do have some odor, presence of COVID odor on this bookshelf. She just, she actually just sat.
See, and it's so dangerous that he like goes over to where the COVID odor is unprotected and touches it while his mask is under his nose. All of this theater, this is psychosis. This is Stockholm Syndrome on a mass level. It gets worse to what they're going to do now because you're not sick. You haven't tested positive for anything. You might have been in that area. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Good girl. So what I'll do is I'll praise her, good girl. Let her wait it out a little bit, kind of dial it in, try to narrow it down.
We know COVID-19 primarily spreads through the air, and Hunter is searching there too.
An odor is almost like a cone. If you could picture a cone, the source of the odor is strong at the base like it was on the bookshelf, and then the odor goes out into a cone.
This is Duke. He's Hunter's partner in the canine COVID patrol. This is the school cafeteria. He stops abruptly and sits too.
You just found something.
And then 2 minutes later.
What did you find here? Same thing.
So what happens after Duke and Hunter make their discoveries?
We notify parents in terms of if we have information that a student is specific in that seat, we want parents to have that right to make a decision about do they want to test and save the student, do they want to pull the student, or just keep an eye out for symptoms.
Let's just stop right there. Again, your child has tested positive for nothing at all, okay? And at first they're going to make it cute about a decision. But soon it won't be a decision. That's in the CDC documents, that if you've simply been exposed to somebody, right, and that's why the Supreme Court ruling is atrocious and disgusting, right, because we have to protect all these people. We won't give them the actual treatments that work, that we know work, that Dana White went off on about this week, and props to Dana White for doing that. You know, we won't talk about the monoclonal antibodies. We won't talk about inhaled budesonide. We won't talk about ivermectin. No. And we won't talk about them early for sure. But shots that they've continually lied to us about, and that'll be coming up in the next segment, the progression of the Pfizer lie. You're going to see it from March of last year, okay, all the way to this coming March where they're promising their fourth shot. Already promising it, okay? And it doesn't matter how many of these shots you take. All this is going on. In fact, they're going to tell you that. They're like, whoa, you know, the CNN guy is going to make sure. What if people don't want to wear masks because we have the COVID dogs? What if they don't want to take shots if we have the COVID dogs? Oh, don't worry. This is just another part of the authoritarian takeover and getting you used to being a slave, especially your children.
In addition, after the detector dog makes a hit, the areas are disinfected.
Did that remind you of those China videos? See, you're bad, you're disgusting, you're infected. Don't worry. We can fix it through transhumanism. That's all coming, too.
The now regular visits of these dogs to Bristol County schools, police stations, city halls, and other locations is a result of research done at Florida International University. Kenneth Furton is the provost there and a scholar in forensic chemistry.
You know, I'm just going to skip over that nightmare of a human being that just promotes this on behalf of Big Pharma, okay, and bring you to this gentleman, because here's the big concern. Again, what happens if they don't want to take the shots because of this? You know, those shots that are so safe and effective.
Are you concerned
that parents here and other people here will say, we don't need to mask up all the time. We don't need vaccines. We don't need a test. We have the dogs.
This is not to replace what CDC and DPH are telling people in the communities about what to do. That's a whole part of the science and what they believe is a preventative measure. So this is a way for us to enhance that in a very direct way and be proactive to prevent more people from getting sick, but they should continue to do what CDC is recommending.
See, we're just going to enhance everything. That's what we're going to do. We're going to enhance it. That is the CNN syndrome we just talked about. That is exploiting this 24-hour media cycle that has obviously gone well beyond what it used to be in the 90s and even what it grew into via 9/11, because that's when it really exploded. That's when they took TV off the air for weeks and just played 24-hour news. This is psychological warfare. It's real. InfoWars has been fighting the battle for a very long time. Go give a donation over to SaveInfoWars.com right now and support Alex Jones and this operation.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are back. I'm Jason Burmis, sitting in for Alex Jones in the fourth hour. And now we're going to move into how this big lie works and evolved, and how Alex and I discussed exactly why they chose a coronavirus, because they knew it was a problem that could never, ever be fixed. And back in December of last year, not just a couple months ago, obviously, we had a discussion about this, and we highlighted the fact that they know the mutations are going to be there. They've already told us it would be a minimum of 3 to 5 shots, and people like Bill Gates, what? They boasted then it would be at least a biannual thing. And we're seeing more and more of that come into fruition. So let's talk about how the lie works. Now, MSNBC, I would argue, is an extension of that CNN syndrome, especially when you have somebody like Mika Brzezinski, the daughter of the man behind the grand chessboard itself, the acolyte of Rockefeller and globalism, basically. I mean, if you don't understand how some of these things came into being, for instance, the Trilateral Commission, okay, was formed by Brzezinski on a plane with David Rockefeller. It's in their own documents. Anybody can go look this up. We could type it in right now if you like. All right. And basically, Rockefeller was upset that the Bilderberg Group was not being receptive to Japanese and Asian interests. And he wanted to bring them in another way. And that's essentially how the Trilateral Commission began to be formed, through Brzezinski. Well, his daughter, Mika, has held that family legacy of being a mouthpiece for establishment propaganda at the behest of globalism. And what we're about to watch right now, all right, I want everybody to see this, where it's from. This is March of last year, of 2021, and this is Mr. Pfizer. And he kind of tells you that they're going to get you to do this through human engineering, literally comes out of his mouth, because they can't help but tell the truth as they lie to you, to tell you what the real plan is happening. And even Mika will bring up, oh, we know there are going to be mutations and variants. And don't worry, he assures you these things are very safe and very effective. And they use a language that is very Bernaysian indeed.
Just out this morning from Pfizer is a report that confirms the vaccine's effectiveness in fighting the coronavirus. Joining us now is the chairman and CEO of Pfizer, Albert Bourla. Albert, it is great to see you as always. And congratulations. This is up there as one of the greatest scientific achievements of all time. So I guess the first question is, how did you do it?
One of the greatest scientific achievements of all time. And in this, he's already going to tell you one of the truths, that the mechanisms were already in place. mRNA, quote unquote, drugs or therapeutics have been around for decades, and they were Defense Department developed. Of course, he's not going to volunteer that part of the story.
I don't think I did it. I think it was a whole group of brilliant scientists that did it. But there are some lessons learned of how we all were able to do it. And I think the first one, it is that luck never comes to the unprepared. Mm-hmm. I felt the organization was preparing to stand to rise to the occasion or something like that. The second is that thinking big can make the impossible possible. many times we were informed of this cannot be done, and many times we said it must be done. And the third, and actually more important than everything, I think, the lesson learned is the power of the science. And I would say also the power of human ingenuity, particularly when you liberate them, it is happening in private sector setting.
So take human engineering in the private sector setting. Think about that, human engineering. In other words, getting people prepared that they're going to have to take this, that there are going to be mandates, that they're safe and effective. Everything you saw preparing in Event 201 for that hybrid techno-fascism that also included what? Censorship. This guy was always talking about the dangerous conspiracy theories, too.
So I'm very happy that we were able to do it.
So now I have to ask, what are some of the hurdles that you foresee ahead? Because I guess part of being able to make a vaccine successful is to make sure it gets to everybody who needs it before different strains of the coronavirus take over or different parts of the world don't have it. What do you see as the hurdles ahead in terms of getting the world in order as it pertains to the coronavirus? And what are some of the concerns you might have about these second, third, and fourth strains of the coronavirus?
See, I just want to point this out. She totally mentions there are other strains. And guys, there were strains after strains and mutations all over the place. All over the place. It's a coronavirus. It's going to constantly mutate. Again, the framing of all this is setting you up for the multitude of never-ending authoritarian shots are going to be taken.
It's a great question. I would say that the first hurdle and most important was to be able to discover and develop a vaccine, and that we already did. The second hurdle was to be able to scale up manufacturing so that everybody can receive it in the world as quickly as possible. And to that, I think we did pretty well. The amounts that we are manufacturing right now are going up and up, so I believe pretty soon that will not be any obstacle anymore. And as President Biden said, for example, in the U.S., by May, likely there will be enough doses manufactured to vaccinate everyone. So that will not be the issue. I think then it is the issue of the machine that is vaccinating the people. That has to do with greater coordination between the state and the local government and with the measures that can improve these capabilities. And again, I believe that in the recent month or so, there has been such an incredible improvement. All the indexes and the metrics are indicating that we are doing a great job on that. So also that would not be an issue, I think, pretty soon. And then I think the remaining will be that I still believe that there will be some of our citizens that will be skeptical about the vaccine. So I would try to focus on them right now, try to explain them the safety and the efficacy of the vaccine, try to explain them the consequences of not getting a vaccine shot for them and, unfortunately, for humanity.
So, again, they invert reality. The consequences for humanity if you don't take the shot. Think about that. All of it. And they knew right out of the gates there were going to be people fighting back against this. So, again, remember, this is March of last year. When we come back on the other side, here's where they start to admit things. Oh, it starts to drop after 6 months to 84%. Guys, this is in July. Okay, this is in July, 6 months ago. All right, we're still another week and a half out from when he said this. What did he say only 2 weeks ago? Oh, very limited protection, if at all. Not 84%, but we're going to get into all of it on the other side. I am Jason Burmis, sitting in for Alex Jones in the fourth hour. Remember to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get yourself a copy of COVID Land 2. And if you haven't seen one, get yourself a copy of that as well. Hold screenings. Show people.
Back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. It's been out of stock for a while. It's one of three sleep aids we have at InfoWarsStore.com. This one has been very popular. It sold off the shelves. It's back in stock, down and out liquid sleep support. This is probably the strongest sleep aid that we have, I would say. Knockout, Rocket Rest, both great. Comes in pill form. This is the liquid tincture, and I think this is probably the most powerful one. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. This is, if you haven't done an iodine challenge yet, if you haven't done the iodine challenge, what are you waiting for? Now is the time. Super Male and Super Female Vitality. Living Defense Plus and the Organic Greens Fiber Caps. We have a limited supply of these right now, but we want to sell them all out so we can order a new batch. It was very popular. The Organic Greens Fiber Caps. But we have all kinds of other great supplements that are great for so many different things. Take advantage of those.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm Jason Burma sitting in the fourth hour. You just saw the CEO of Pfizer telling you you were costing humanity and had consequences for them because you wouldn't take their shots of hate and lies. So we move from MSNBC, okay, into July. Okay, remember that was March of 2021 into July, where now they have headlines like this. I just want to read this before we actually go over the video, because it's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. The efficacy of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine steadily declines to about 84% after 6 months. And efficacy of what? They told you it was going to keep you out of the hospital. It was going to keep you from getting very ill in a virus that didn't do that to 99% of the people that got it anyway. You were testing against 1%. They cooked the numbers every single way they could. Remember, fully vaccinated wasn't until at least 15 days after your second shot.
or your one shot of J&J. But we're talking Pfizer here. Okay? The vaccine's initial studies showed it protected people 100% of the time. Imagination land against hospitalization. Total lies from the very get-go. But that falls now to 90s to the mid-80s after 6 months. So, again, watch how this is framed. Watch her literally feign over this guy and the lies to get you ready and prepared for the boosty. Don't worry, we're going to have a boosty for you.
CEO and Chairman Albert Bourla to talk about all of this and more. Albert, thanks for being with us. I want to start with some of the data you mentioned on the call about seeing the immunity wane after 6 months with the COVID vaccine. I think you mentioned that it not only wanes against disease in general, but also against severe disease. So once you start to get 6 to 8 months out, the protection against hospitalization starts to go down into the 90%, even the 80% range.
You see how they soften the blow? It goes down just like 16%. And then again, 6 months after this, he'll basically says it may not offer any protection at all.
Is that what you're seeing, and is that the basis for your conversations with the U.S. government and others about a need for a booster?
Thank you. No, the basis is this data plus many other endpoints, because these are important decisions that all the regulatory and health authorities of the world, they want to have a holistic view. There is a waning of the efficacy, as the Mortensen just printed today, the data from our main study that was from the original virus, not the Delta variant. And it was, the first 2 months was 97%, the second 2 months was 90% approximately, and the 4 to 6 months was approximately 84. We have seen also data from Israel, but there is a waning of immunity, and that starts impacting what used to be 100% against hospitalization. Now, at the 6 months period, is becoming low 90s, mid to high 80s.
Total lies. I mean, beyond lies right there. But see how they soften the blow for you? You know, and then they say, oh, so that means like 7, 8 months, maybe it'll be down to 70, 80%. No, we're 6 months later. You know, he's introducing the idea of new variants. Oh, Delta's here. Omicron's not here yet. And in the same instance, he's going to get you ready for that initial boosty.
But the good news is that we are very, very confident that a third dose, a booster, will take up the immune response to levels that will be enough to protect against the Delta variant.
I mean, look at these numbers. They're promising you 5 times antibodies against Delta, all right, than the second dose, and 11 times boosted antibodies in older people. He's allowed to put this up and not go to prison, okay? Because it's just we believe, or they could, or this study shows, and the science evolves, and here comes the boost. Don't worry, here she is. And now we're going to move on to just a couple weeks ago. Again, less than 6 months. Remember, they promised us 6 months, we're going down to 84%. No, it's a 0%.
And we know that the two doses of the vaccine offer very limited protection, if any.
Limited protection, if any. Can we go back one more? Let me hear that again. So now two shots is just limited. It's not 84%. Wow.
And we know that the two doses of the vaccine offer very limited protection, if any. The 3 doses with the booster, they offer reasonable protection against hospitalization and deaths.
So again, now we're not even giving numbers. Reasonable protection against hospitalization and death. That's the new evolving science. It gets worse. You know, that again, he's priming you for a 4th shot they're telling you is coming this March.
And get a test, I think, very good. Less protection against infection. Now, we are working on a new version of our vaccine, the 1.1, let me put it that way, that will cover Omicron as well. And, of course, we are waiting to have the final results. The vaccine will be ready in March.
So the 1.1
It's not even a 2.0. The fourth shot you're going to take in this country isn't the 2.0. It's the 1.1. What does that tell you? Well, it should alarm you. You should be thinking to yourself, that doesn't seem normal. These are forever shots. That these slavery passes that they are associating with them are no longer saying that fully vaccinated is just two shots. They're getting ready for a booster and a booster and a booster and anything they want to put on that thing. If you acquiesce to QR codes and slave passes, it might be over for you. You might want to fight back. If you're allowing your children to wear masks and be tortured all the time while dogs are coming in to sniff for COVID and you're not outraged, you're not pulling them from the schools, you're not trying to get on national television, you're not going to your local meetings and saying, look, guys, we need to stop this right now. What are you doing? What are you doing? So here's the hospitalizations in Alabama because everything was so safe and effective. This is from this week.
Now, in East Alabama, an anomaly at Anniston's Regional Medical Center.
Not anomaly.
There are more COVID-19 inpatients who are vaccinated than those who are unvaccinated. ABC 3340's Aaron Wise had some questions of health officers. So, Aaron, explain to us what's going on.
And they always have to explain.
Well, Pam, numbers don't lie, but they do have to be interpreted correctly.
Everything has to be interpreted now. Okay? And by the way, the interpretation isn't a good one. Wait till they tell you the numbers.
RMC and Anniston, they do have 15 vaccinated patients and 2 partially vaccinated patients with 14 unvaccinated patients. A nurse here at RMC tells me that of those vaccinated, only a few are boosted. And the ones that are boosted have underlying health conditions such as diabetes, obesity, or are immunocompromised.
So I want to just say this again. All right. 15 people in there. A few, they don't even want to give you the number, so that's 3 or more have taken 3 of these shots that are supposed to. Remember, this guy told you in July, in older people, it was going to boost antibodies 11 times. And you got the majority in the hospital, the majority, that's 15, and you don't even count the 2 partial. That's more than the 14. Okay, so does it do anything? Can you prove any efficacy? I mean, I don't think you can. I think you can prove that these people are liars. So let's wrap it up with her trying to explain how this has happened.
The Alabama Department of Public Health says vaccines work. Statewide numbers show 64% of those in hospitals right now are unvaccinated.
So statewide, they're still admitting to 36% taking these shots. But don't worry, the expert's going to come on and tell you everything is A-okay. I'm not going to puke in my mouth and listen to that trash. In fact, when we come back, we're going to show you a story of hope. We're going to show you medical professionals standing up and speaking out against this techno-fascist takeover, this great reset agenda. We must all become the great resistance to. Go to InfoWars.com right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Segment of the fourth hour. I am Jason Burmis. This is the Alex Jones Show. I want to thank the InfoWars crew and Alex Jones for giving me this opportunity every so often to come to you people and show you some stories that maybe you haven't seen in the mainstream and haven't been focused on enough. That's why we talk about signature reduction, the secret military program that violates posse comitatus and has already been mobilized via this war on terror for over a decade against the American people. The fusion centers were there. The camps were built. The drills have been and continue to be run. These are important issues, and the issues that are so important continue to be censored by big tech. So if you do want to see more of my stuff before we get to this video of very, very brave healthcare workers and nurses that need to start standing up even more, in my opinion, not just these women, but everybody around the country, go check out Rockfin. We know there's going to be a big turnout over in D.C. on Sunday. People like McCullough and Malone will be speaking out against the mandates there. And if you want to be a part of the program right now, you can go over to my Twitter, and at the top pinned post, you can actually leave a video question. Let's keep it under 30 seconds or so, where you can have me comment on an article or a news story or get a different opinion in there and be part of the show. So you go over to Twitter, you go figure that out. It's a way to interact and become part of the Info Warrior program.
Let's get to it. This woman is spot on right here.
And then of all the people who have recently been admitted with COVID, how many of those people are fully vaccinated? How many of your fully vaccinated employees are having breakthrough cases? And of those 2,879 patients that have died in your hospital, how many of them were refused early treatment?
Yes.
Financially, we have a lot of questions. In 2019, Methodist Hospital reported over $4 billion in assets. This was before COVID. Let's see what they've done since COVID. How much have your executives profited from the COVID windfall? Do you have any financial relationships with the vaccine companies? How much are you making from the vaccines? How much have you been rewarded by giving remdesivir? And what have your complications been from giving remdesivir? That's their guilt. Because they have not responded to my request for information, I decided to take legal action against Methodist.
All right.
I want to make this clear. I'm not seeking any financial gains from this or personal gain. I'm simply seeking the truth, which we all deserve.
Yeah. All of us. All of us. And we need more people like her to step up. And unfortunately, we have to wage lawfare against these people. We have to shine the light of their dark ties. We have to let people know, okay, that it's Gavi that's pushing slavery on your children via random COVID checks by a dog. You're always guilty. You're always dirty. You could be part of that shielding process where we put you into a nice little facility like Djokovic got. Okay? And that's reality right now. And that's why I continue to point out that this collaboration has been going on a long time. This is Moderna's own website. Okay? With advancing mRNA research, you are taking literal Defense Department technology. A Defense Department that never told you the truth about 9/11, that never told you the truth about the war in Iraq, that continues to lie to you about what's going on in Yemen. A Defense Department that wants freedom of speech brought to its knees by making an example out of WikiLeaks and Julian Assange. One that has enabled a Department of Deutschland Security, okay? Homeland Security has always been a disgrace in this country, a complete and total disgrace. To be mobilized against soccer moms who don't want their kids tortured and indoctrinated. We're here. We're here. You got Merrick Garland up there talking about how he's going to go after everybody he wants that was at the Capitol or criminally culpable otherwise. What does that mean? We are the enemy. We have been the enemy. And that is why I continue and have to continue to highlight that they are actively committing treason against the American populace openly through their military-industrial complex, through their secret undercover army of signature reduction right here, through their Trojan horse civilian systems, okay? With partnerships from Google to NASA, where they achieve quantum supremacy in AI. And they're able to classify and inventory technology for 40 plus years. You think I'm kidding? Again, the document that keeps on giving inputs in new procurement decisions that take about 15 years to produce. We'll keep them in inventory for 40 plus. That's the reality. That's how they knew in this document that the bio-nano era was going to begin when? In 2020. And they want you in that metaverse, that virtual universe. But they don't know when, and they're not sure how once it gets to this tipping point when their transhumanist teeth begin to show. That's the reality. Okay, so we have to go back to our instincts as human beings and realize that these people are people. They can be exposed. They can be punished for their crimes. Their agendas can be stopped. You can be a human being. You can raise other human beings. You can reach out to liberals and conservatives and Republicans and Democrats, to people in China and South America and Canada and Australia and all across the world, and say, this is the battle for humanity, and they put it on paper. This is a reality we have to come together against. And in my final minutes here, I am appalled to see what has happened in this country and what continues to happen, and how life-saving medication has not only been restricted from people, but literal death has been injected to some. And at the very least, it is Defense Department technology that worked with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, that worked with AstraZeneca, and worked with DARPA over almost a decade ago. And you have those DARPA leaks from Project Veritas the mainstream media doesn't want to touch. And even when they might have a wince or a glimpse into it, they don't want to get into the fact that, hey, it wasn't just China. It says other labs in the United States. Hey, they were doing this. Hey, they also knew that ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, and interferon worked in April of 2020. No lockdowns necessary. No mask mandates necessary. We didn't need Andrew Capo Cuomo to come out on behalf of the globalists, which he did. Okay, I want to repeat that. Which he did for a Build Back Better plan all the way back on April 17th. Wasn't Kamala Harris, wasn't Joe Biden in this country. This guy gave a whole Build Back Better presentation. Let's see if it's actually in the article. It might be. Let's see if we got it here. Build Back Better presentation. Here we went through Hurricane Sandy. We didn't build back what it was. You build back better than before. You take that moment. You learn that lesson and you improve society. It gets worse from there. He invoked 9/11. Look, you can see it right there. We've played it on the program. This is, and does Capo Cuomo get even really investigated for policies that led him to be a serial killer in that country? Nope. They make it about grab ass, and maybe he said or did something inappropriate once. No criminal charges there either. He and his brother were ultimately protected by this system, not really outed. Not really burned. A limited burn at best. I am Jason Burmis. All my documentary films are free. Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, Invisible Empire, A New World Order, Defined, all produced by InfoWars, and of course, Shade the Motion Picture. I want you to reach into those pockets. I want you to watch those movies for free, and then go to SaveInfoWars.com, make that donation, or InfoWarsStore.com, grab those DVDs, grab those supplements, and I need you to share this information with others. Because ultimately, folks, it is not about left or right. It is always about right and wrong, and we need to love one another and come together as the great resistance.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.